Welcome to the Power from Heaven radio broadcast, brought to you by the Trident and Fire Church, where we are located on 901 Moorfield Park Drive off Midlothian Turnpike in the suburbs of Chesterfield County, Virginia, Richmond, Virginia metropolitan area. We are a church on the move for Jesus, where the power of God is at work, where the prayer of faith is being prayed, that bodies can be healed of sickness and disease. Miracles can take place. The Holy Ghost is at work at the Trident and Fire Church. Truly, we have some anointing services over there at the Trident and Fire Church. Now, stay tuned for an exciting message here on the broadcast that you too may become a part of this great move of God. We'll be coming from Ephesians, the 4th chapter, Rumble, the 18th verse. Praise God. We'll be talking about going down deeper in God. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast. Let them know the power from heaven radio broadcast is on the air. Now get ready to go into a live service already in progress, where the word of God is being preached to the congregation, and you too may become a part of this great message, going down deeper in God.
Melissa, you want to be our reader today. And today, on this brand new year of 2026. We're going to be talking about an amen to the church. Let us know it's time to go down deeper in God.
Amen.
It's time to go down deeper in God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to stop beating along the shore. People be satisfied, called to come to church and feel the power of God. And they can shout a little bit, testify a song.
Yes.
Praise God. Song can preach song, and they're satisfied just with that. But I want to let you know it's time to go down deeper in God.
Hallelujah. Right.
Yes. Amen. Go down deeper in God. Ephesians 3 and 18 say.
Ephesians 3 and 18 may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height.
Amen. What that verse over top of that said? What did Paul talk about?
That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love.
Amen. 17th verse, where he said, where Christ may dwell in you richly. And that's what the Lord want to do for the people. He wants to dwell in us richly. That is to say, he wants full control of our life.
Yes.
Amen. The Lord wants full control. God is a jealous God. Praise God. We can, amen. Try to serve him a little bit, then serve the other man. It don't work like that. Praise God. God wants full control. The Lord wants to dwell richly in our life. And when Christ dwells richly in your life, that is, amen, you got a mind and a desire to do what is pleasing in his sight. To live for Jesus during the day. When Christ comes in your soul, he changes your life.
Yes, he does.
He makes your life brand new.
Yes, yes.
He takes away that old desire of the world.
Amen.
And place in you a brand new nature.
Amen. Jesus.
That's the new nature being born again.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Makes a brand new.
Make you born again.
Amen.
When you are born again, the old nature of sin goes out.
Yes.
I'm telling you, you've died, you're going to be dead to the world. Because the Bible says in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. So, amen, when people sin do wrong, they mess up playing around with death.
Jesus, help us.
But Jesus comes to bring life.
Yeah.
And when Jesus breathes a life in our soul, therefore he put that life in us, he could dwell richly in us. That is to say, he could cause us to live a life with victory and power to resist the temptation of the devil.
Hallelujah.
To resist the temptation of sin. Because it'd be the strong man living on the inside. And that's something to praise God for.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, I'm telling you. The Lord, amen, make your life brand new. You don't do like you used to do.
Amen.
Praise God. When the Lord saved you, he changed your conversation. You don't curse no more.
That's right.
Don't tell no lies.
No lies. Amen.
Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen.
Amen.
Because the Lord done saved. Somebody say it slipped out. It don't slip out because it's not in there.
No.
Amen. The reason why it slipped out, because it was in there.
Amen.
Jesus.
If it's not in there, how are you going to slip out?
That's right.
The Lord take that stuff out. When you take that stuff out, you don't do it no more.
No.
That's right.
I tell you, the Lord makes you brand new.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's part of salvation. Amen. Repenting of your sins and ask the Lord to forgive you. Amen. When the Lord forgive you for your sins and change your mind and give you a mind to do right, that's the foundation. Amen. And you get born again, that's part of the salvation of being delivered.
Amen.
And being filled with the Spirit. Now, after you get the Holy Ghost, it's time to go deeper in God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's time to go deeper in God. That you might understand the breath. Amen. The Lord wants life in our soul. He wants us to be spiritual.
Amen.
When you are spiritual, praise God. Amen. You be like Paul said, I won't know nothing among you but Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
And Him crucified.
Right.
Amen.
I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. When Jesus Christ and Him crucified, praise the Lord, that is to say, amen, Jesus Christ, that means you're saved.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Right now.
Praise
God.
Lord.
People, amen, want to, they're so big on the natural side of life. Concentrate on the natural side of life. Amen. Amen. Education, houses and land. Amen. Getting money. Praise God. Relationships. All that's natural. But amen. The Lord wants us to concentrate on our spiritual life.
That's right.
Because Jesus said, labor not for the meat that perish, but for the meat that endure to eternal life. So, amen, the Lord wants us to work on our spiritual life.
Amen.
Because a lot of times people spend a lifetime on these natural things. But their spiritual life is so low, they're naked before God. Because they don't have now Holy Ghost robe up.
Jesus.
Praise God. But it's time to go down deeper in God.
Amen.
Amen. When you go down deeper in God, then you got your spiritual robe on.
Yes, yes.
And when you have your spiritual robe on, you got something in you that will cause you to, amen, concentrate on God. Think about the spirit of the Lord. God can talk to you.
Yes.
Talk to your spirit.
Amen.
Show you visions.
Thank you, Jesus.
Dream dreams.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. To warn you, to give you messages.
Yes.
To help you.
Glory.
To recognize Satan and his works.
Ah, Jesus.
To help you to get around the devil.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm telling you, the Lord, amen, talk to you. Amen. When you get deep in God, you can communicate with the Lord. Prayer is a communication. You talk to the Lord, and God talk back to you.
Yes, Lord.
That's what prayer is. That's why, amen, to have a strong, healthy prayer life is when you're able to communicate with God.
That's right.
You get tired of talking to yourself. I do.
Amen.
You doing all the talking all the time. Ain't nobody talking back. You get tired of it. That's why some folks don't see nothing but praying. Because they talking like talking to a wall. But when you, amen, talking to the Lord and He talk back to you, amen, you feel like talking to somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And when you commune with God, then God can commune back with you. Because the Holy Ghost makes intercession. By making intercession, therefore the Lord can give you the spiritual thing to feed your soul.
Amen.
To encourage you.
Yes.
And build you up.
Amen.
To make you,
hallelujah,
amen.
Save me! Deliver me! Set me free!
comfort in the church.
No.
Being at church here on Sunday, it feels like the devil during the week. It don't work like that. Praise God. But I'm telling you, the Lord wants 24-hour Christians. Not just Sunday morning. Not just prayer meeting. But 24 hours. Let me serve the Lord all day long. All night long. Praise God. I'm telling you, I got saved when I was 13 years old. Lord, amen, save me. Sanctify me.
You give them the glory.
Amen. I got baptized with the Holy Ghost when I was 14.
That's all right.
The Holy Ghost at 5. Praise God. Amen. And I believe it did it for Jesus. You heard me?
It's all right.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you get saved, you believe in living for Jesus. You don't be acting like the world.
No.
Carrying on like the world.
Hallelujah.
You don't do that.
Praise Him.
Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. You keep yourself clean.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Amen.
Praise God. You will keep yourself clean because the Holy Ghost will keep you in the way. It's a preserving agent. Preserve you from all this corruption over here in the world. That's when you're truly born again child of God. It's time to go down deep in God. There's a great message coming from the third chapter of Ephesians. Not the fourth, but the third chapter of Ephesians. Praise God. I'm telling you, it's a powerful message. We're going to continue on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. That you too may be partaker of the blessings and the miracles of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. So let us, amen, get ready, amen, praise the Lord, for the, amen, prayer of faith. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, it's time to go down deeper in God. Lord, I want you to look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Though they're sick in their bodies, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, open up deaf ears. Cause them to hear. Lord, open up blind eyes. Cause them to see. Lord, heal people with eye diseases. Lord, amen, bring the pressures down. Lord, I want you to praise our God, amen. Lord, heal folks of high blood pressure, low blood pressure. Lord, perform these miracles. Lord, look on the people that's been in prison bound. Lord, deliver them from what the devil got them tied to. Lord, from drinking, smoking. Lord, amen. Pray on drugs. Lord, set them free by the power of God. Those that want to steal, take that stealing demon out of them. Shoplifting. Lord, take that demon out of them. Whether in the free world or whether they're out there in prison. Lord, set them free. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, just write me. Tell me about it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sir Velvet and I will be glad to hear from you. Address all mail to Elder William Holmes or the Amen Power for Heaven broadcast. Oh, Elder William Holmes, put it in my name at P.O. Box 38182 in Richmond, Virginia. And the zip is 23231. That is, Amen, P.O. Box 38182 in Richmond, Virginia. And the zip is 23231. Praise God. You invite you, those in the free world, to click on to our website, the Heaven Bound Train website, which is a big website. It's a lot packed with a lot of inspirational messages. Amen. Music, inspirational music, and the kids can get on the activity page and enjoy, learn about God with the Bible quizzes. Bible, amen, praise God, videos, cartoon videos, praise the Lord. I'm telling you, so much is on that Heaven Bound Train website. So just, amen, click on it as many times as you want to and enjoy that wonderful website. Learn more about our ministry. If you want to send me a message, you can do that on that website. It's a, amen, private message, praise the Lord. Amen. Those you like to call for prayer and counseling, you can do so at 804-507-0517. That is 804-507-0517. Praise the Lord. You invite you to attend our service at the Trident and Fire Church. We have services on Sunday, our Bible school at 10 a.m., and our worship service starts around about 12 noon. You're looking for a church home. Church home, amen. Trident and Fire is a growing church. Be glad to receive new members with open arms, because the Lord added to the church such that should be saved. Amen. Didn't say you were, amen, saved and full with the Holy Ghost, but you want to be saved. Praise God. If you want to seek the Lord and want, amen, to hear about the word of God, Trident and Fire be glad to have you there in the midst. Praise God. It's a pleasure being able to come into your homes, your place of confinement, wherever you are here, amen, on each Sunday, to bring this wonderful gospel of Jesus Christ, knowing that Jesus loves you so much. Amen, and I love you too, your radio pastor, Elder William D. Holmes. So, amen, write me, and I'll be glad to receive your letters and my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, will too, as well. Praise God, because I'm telling you, God has a wonderful things in store for his people. God is love. Yes, he is. And I love you too. That's why I preach like I do. I want to tell you the truth. Amen. I want your soul to be saved. Praise God. Amen. I want you to make heaven. Praise the Lord. So until this broadcast, this is, amen, your radio pastor, Wendy Holmes, saying that if Jesus should come out for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you to next week at the same time for more of the Power from Heaven radio broadcast. God bless you. I love you. God bless you.
There is power, power, power.
The Power from Heaven radio broadcast, a production of the Heaven Bound Train Ministries out of Richmond, Virginia.